Unit 9. Dealing with Complaints. Part 1. Text and Dialogues. Fred was having a hard time. He had to deal with the complaints from some angry customers. First, a party of four came in.
I have a reservation. The name's Dale.
Fred apologized when he could not find their name in the reservation record.
I'm sorry, sir, but there's no record of your reservation.
Fred listened carefully to their complaint.
But I made a firm booking for this evening.
He asked questions to find out the facts.
Could you tell me when you made the reservation, Mr. Dale? I'm not sure, but I must have a table tonight.
The guest insisted on a table, so Fred explained the situation and offered him a possible solution and a place to wait for the table. The guest accepted the solution.
We're fully booked now, Mr. Dale, but if you can wait about an hour, I will be able to give you a table. You may wish to have a drink at the bar, sir. All right, then.
A guest at table 5 also had a problem.
Excuse me. Yes, sir. Can I help you?
He was not satisfied with his steak. Fred listened attentively.
Look at this steak. I asked for medium, but this is overcooked.
He apologized to the guest and offered to replace the steak.
Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. I'll inform the chef and get you another steak.
He asked for the guest's agreement to the solution.
Will that be all right, sir? Or would you prefer something else? Yes, that's fine.
Fred took the plate to the kitchen and told the chef the problem.
Table 5 does not want a well-done steak. He asked for medium.
The chef prepared another steak. Fred took the meal to the table and apologized once again.
I'm sorry about this, sir. Thank you for waiting. I hope this will be all right.
Part 2. More expressions. The following expressions can also be used.
Picture 3. I'm sorry, sir, but your name is not in the reservation record.
Picture 5. Do you remember when you made the reservation?
Picture 6. I'm afraid all our tables are full at the moment.
Picture 8. Would you like to have a drink at the bar, sir?
Picture 12. Could I get you another steak, or would you like something else?
Picture 16. I'm very sorry you had this problem. I hope this steak will be all right. Part 3. Exercise 3B. Page 49. Dialogue 1.
I'd like a table for 4, please.
I'm very sorry, sir, but the restaurant is full tonight. We have no more tables at the moment.
But I have a reservation.
May I have your name, please, sir?
Collins. C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
I'm afraid your name is not in the reservation book. When did you make the reservation, sir?
Yesterday. I called yesterday and asked for a table at 8 o'clock tonight.
I'm sorry about this, sir. We're fully booked now. But if you can wait about an hour, I'll be able to give you a table for 4. Dialogue 2.
This meat is very tough. I can't even cut it.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. The New Zealand ribeye is usually very tender.
Then maybe it's overcooked. I asked for medium to well done.
Yes, that could be the problem. Can I get you another steak, or would you like something else for your main course, sir?
I'll have the steak, but I hope it doesn't take too long.
I'll be back as soon as possible. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, sir.